Dear friends in Christ, I've heard it said that we Christians are an Easter people, but it doesn't always feel that way. The church's penitential seasons are long. Throw in Heaven Help Us, pre-Lent, and they feel even longer. Not to complain, the Israelites spent over 400 years in Egypt, many of those in slavery. Even as we, after 2,000 years, are still walking through this veil of tears. But the fact remains, though Lent seems long, Easter is eternal. Death's cold fingers are even now losing their grip. Even now, with every earthquake and tremor, we come closer to the day when the caskets will shake open. The alarm clock has been set and could go off at any time. Our Lord has risen from the grave, and so shall we. Therefore I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. Indeed, as we have been reading through the book of Exodus, we are reminded that the story of Exodus is really our story. We are the Israel of God. Even now we are a victorious people. And if we are sons and daughters of the King, if we are a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, if we are redeemed and set free, an Easter people, how then shall we live? We could do worse than to look again at the life of Israel, described for us in the book of Exodus. And there we see that God's people are called to be, of all things, merciful. Indeed, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after widows and orphans. Even as our Lord said through Moses, do not take advantage of the widow or the orphan. And if you lend to those who can expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even as our Lord said through Moses, if you lend money to one of my people who is in need, do not be like a money lender. Charge him no interest. If someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. Even as our Lord said through Moses, indeed, if you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, return it to him by sunset, because his cloak is the only covering he has for his body. And again, surprisingly, we hear our Lord say through Moses, and do not show favoritism to a poor man in his lawsuit. But even this, I suppose, is mercy. Mercy to the individual in the face of the mob and the demagogue. If indeed there is such a thing as a Christian lifestyle, as is often claimed, then it is a life of mercy. Mercy to the orphan and the widow. Mercy to the poor and powerless. Mercy to the individual who is being railroaded by the majority. Mercy means not taking advantage of people just because you can. It means doing what's right instead of asserting your rights. It means helping another without first making them jump through hoops and pass your test of worthiness. It means playing the gospel card first, knowing that it trumps the law every time. Why mercy? Precisely because we are victorious, we can also afford to be magnanimous. What do we need or want that already hasn't been given to us? Why would we hold back anything from others when we know that we will inherit the earth? Should we seek interest from the poor, or for that matter, envy the rich when heavenly treasures await us? Should we seek the garment of the poor man when we ourselves will be clothed in glorious robes and golden crowns? Should we seek the applause of the crowd when we have the approval of God? Why mercy? Because we can never forget where we came from. We can never forget our roots. We can never forget that we were slaves to sin, that we were in the clutches of Satan and under the spell of death. As our Lord said through Moses, do not mistreat an alien or oppress him, for you were aliens in Egypt. Why mercy? Because our God is merciful. As our Lord said through Moses, don't take advantage of the widow or orphan. If you do and they cry out to me, I will certainly hear their cry. And if you take a man's cloak, and he cries out, says our Lord, I will hear, for I am compassionate. Why mercy? Because God has had mercy upon us. He picked us up when we were down and released us from the prisons we ourselves built. Seeing our fallen condition, he asked us no questions. He demanded no justice except that which he himself provided. Indeed, some complain that mercy too often skirts the demands of justice, that a soft heart will make you soft in the head. They say that punishment is necessary and justice must prevail, or the world will fall into chaos and disorder. But as Christians, we have a different attitude. For the demands of justice have been met. The price of redemption has been paid. By his blood he has set us free. And having received freely, freely we give. So yes, we are an Easter people. Therefore let us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He has brought us out of Egypt, and his mercy endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and his mercy endures forever. He has led us through the baptismal waters, and his mercy endures forever, and has swept death and the devil into the sea, and his mercy endures forever. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.